The Taoiseach has said the government is working with local authorities to increase the supply of emergency accommodation before the no-fault eviction ban finishes from the end of the month. Leo Varadkar was responding to a report from Sinn Féin that at least 17 local authorities have said they've no capacity to accommodate those becoming homeless. Pat Green is the head of policy and volunteering with Dublin Simon. Now, you cover seven counties, Pat: Dublin, Kildare, Meath, Wicklow, Louth, Cavan, Monaghan. So a fair swathe of the East Coast there. We know the numbers. They're at a record high, 11,754. We know about a third of those children. Isn't that right? So, given that we know there's a couple of thousand notices to quit in the pipeline, what happens from the end of the month? Where do people go?
It's unprecedented what's going to happen next. No one has a crystal ball to see what's going to happen next. It's obvious that the numbers are going to rise. They do need emergency accommodation. So what is happening at the moment is that we see the figures coming in that you just mentioned. There's also a set of figures regarding those that we, the Simon, Dublin Simon community, the other Simons are providing threshold in terms of preventing families and adults from becoming homeless. We know that in Dublin alone, in January, over 220 households, that's adults and families, went into homeless services for the first time ever. And the local authorities were still able to prevent another 70 from flowing into the system. So there's huge concern over the prevention models that are going to maybe collapse in some ways unless we see a clear plan. The emergency accommodation is needed. We don't have full visibility of what the Taoiseach is talking about. We know that.
So when you say that, because there's been a lot of questions, do the local authorities have the funding, the resources to deliver? Because an awful lot of the, you know, responsibility seems to be going at them and at charities like yourselves. I'll come to yourselves in a minute. Yep. But in terms of the local authorities, have they got the capacity to respond at the scale that's needed that you see?
Honestly, up to very recently, they have been saying that they're stuck with finding traditional, normal emergency accommodation. Dublin City Council put out two tenders last year looking for additional emergency accommodation. The output was very little or none. That's why they did go for a second tender. So the traditional form of emergency accommodation that we're used to providing, that model, those possibilities are not there genuinely. And we have a concern in the homeless sector and a real nervousness regarding what is this emergency accommodation and what is it going to look like. But that's just a stopgap.
What is it going to look like then? Is it going to be tents? Is it going to, do we have to bring in cruise ships? Where are people actually going to have a roof over their heads?
I don't know. It does look like we're, and the homeless sector and ourselves, we're not privy to the conversations or the type of conversations that the local authority and the government are having. We don't know what they're thinking behind that in terms of using disused buildings or refurbishing those. We're not privy to that as yet. We do know that this is coming down the track. We do know that we are full with our accommodation units and we have been consistently full. We are getting our homeless clients are staying much longer in emergency accommodation, and that is of no benefit in health to them or to ourselves. So there's a real bubble bursting in emergency accommodation currently, never mind additional accommodation coming down the track.
And honestly, what about supports for charities like Dublin Simon and other charities working with homeless people or approved housing bodies? Are you getting extra resources? Do you have extra staff? Because you're facing extra need.
Absolutely. One of our concerns is that a minister is going to announce emergency accommodation, additional funding for homeless services. The real issue is 2023 in the homeless sector. Our professional staff, we need experienced professional staff to look after the 9,000 that are in Dublin, the majority done by homeless services. Those staff have the opportunity to move elsewhere, to the private sector, to civil servants, and to the HSC. It's a competitive market out there. So we're losing our staff because we have the inability to pay them fully. So we have a serious funding shortfall currently in existence in homeless services that the government has to bridge the gap. That's holding on to professional staff, and that's paying our bills.
Sounds like the perfect storm in many ways. The other thing that I'm hearing as well in terms of the profile of people who are homeless, there's a case highlighted in the Journal today, I think, from a meeting that was in Waterford last night. The number of elderly people who've, you know, been in accommodation a lot of their lives, who are now facing homelessness. In other words, the profile of the people who are becoming homeless, is that changing?
It is, yeah. We see that dynamic. We're getting it in the phone calls that we're getting from our tenancy sustainment services, both in Dublin and other parts of the country. Thankfully, in some of those cases, we are able to intervene quite quickly. We're able to talk to the landlords, because a lot of this is got to do with the private rented sector and managing and overloading or holding them longer in their private rented scenarios. But that is a concern. It's one of the main reasons why people become homeless: notice to terminate, insufficient funds, and we're seeing those two elements with the elderly population that are increasingly calling to us.
Well, we wish you and everyone working with you the best of luck in the days and weeks ahead. And thank you for very much for coming in to talk to us about the situation that you're facing. That's Pat Green, who's the head of policy and volunteering with Dublin Simon.